A few weeks ago on my good friend Mr. Ed Sullivan's show out of Hollywood in color, I did a story of a shrimpy little guy, a little runt of a fella, skinny little thing, couldn't weigh more than 90 pounds soaking wet. Walked into a lumber camp, sought out the head lumberjack looking for a job. The lumberjack says, "Get out of here. I eat more for breakfast than you weigh. Please," he says, "go away. The axe weighs more than you do." Well, he continued to plead with him, and finally the lumberjack says, "Okay, I'm going to give you a chance at it. Here's an axe. Cut down that 6-inch stripling." He stepped up to it flat. Well, he says, "That's not bad. Now, there's a 100-year-old oak. Cut it down." Believe it or not, a half a minute, flat. Lumberjack says, "That's fantastic. Where did you learn it?" He says, "In the Sahara forest." "Sahara forest? You mean the Sahara desert?" He says, "Sure, now." This one particular story I want you to hear now was given to me by my good friend Joey Bishop. You know Joey's work. Joey, as a rule, doesn't tell stories, but he knows the kind of thing I like. I must take you back some 2 years for this, because we were doing a dress rehearsal for the Ed Sullivan Show out of Studio 50, right here at 53rd Street and Broadway. I'd already done my stint on the dress rehearsal. Joey told me the story, and I liked it well enough to go on the air that night and do it, little realizing that I was taking my career in my hands, because let's face it, you're only as good as your last show. Thank goodness the nation liked it, and I hope you will. It's about a man who, for 20 years of his life, was madly in love with a delicacy called matzo ball soup. He wouldn't go to bed a night of his life until he'd had his matzo ball soup. He walked into his favorite restaurant. The waiter had seen him coming, was prepared for him. The customer no sooner sat down than, with a flourish, the waiter placed the matzo ball soup before him, went off into a corner to watch this man relish the delight of his life. Well, here he sat, made no attempt to eat, just sat there looking at the plate like a mummy. After about 5 minutes, the waiter could contain himself no longer, so he walked up to the customer and he says, "What's the matter? You don't feel good? Something bothers you?" No answer. Waiter says, "Maybe it's too hot, I'll blow on it." No reply. Again, the waiter says, "Maybe it's too cold, I'll hotten it." Still not a word. Now, in despair, the waiter says, "For God's sake, you got to say to somebody something. What the hell is it?" Customer says, "All right, smart guy, taste it." The waiter leaned over, he says, "Where the hell is the spoon?" He says, "Aha." Now, I assume that many of the gentlemen in our audience are sales representatives. And because that's possibly true, I want you to hear a story of a good salesman who called on an organization consisting of three partners, Cohn, Goldberg, and Lipschitz. Very successful, make better stuff. Not exactly better stuff, the better type cheap junk. He steps up to the little information window. There's an adorable little girl sitting behind it. He says, "Good morning, my dear. I'd like to talk to Mr. Cohn, please." She says, "He's out of town." Well, he says, "May I talk with Mr. Goldberg?" "Oh, he's away." "Well, how about Mr. Lipschitz?" "I'm sorry, sir, but he's tied up." He says, "All right, honey, I'll come back in the morning." The next morning, there he is, bright and early. "Good morning, my dear. Mr. Cohn, please." She said, "I'm sorry, he's still away." "Well, how about Mr. Goldberg?" "Oh, he's still out of town." "Well, may I please talk with Mr. Lipschitz?" "I'm sorry, sir, but he's tied up." Well, this went on 5 days in a row, and every day got that same answer. And by now, he'd lost his patience. He said, "Now, look, hon, I don't know what the gimmick is or the gag is, but every morning, I've been getting that same ridiculous answer. Now, what is it?" She says, "It's no gimmick and it's no gag. It's quite simple. Every time Cohn and Goldberg leave town, they tie up Lipschitz." But because I know this to be a legitimate Italian dialect, I want you to hear about this wonderful little Italian man who finds this the most important day of his life. because this is the day he is to receive his final citizenship papers. He's to become a citizen of these great United States. And when called before the judge proudly, he says, Mr. Judge Johan, I want you to know it's the most important day for me all alive. Nothing else more important. I study very hard to learn who's the president, who's the vice president. I know for all the cabinet. I know for the legislation, for the judicial, I know for all the government. But I just worry a little bit. Maybe you're not going to give me my citizen papers because I don't talk such good English. And the judge says, so long as I sit, oh, you get any goddamn thing you want.